Okay, good evening, everyone. It's good to meet with you again on this another day that our Lord has made. I'm Sister Velma Jean Sanders, and I welcome you to the Contemporary Bible Class, where we are currently studying through the Gospel according to Luke. This indeed is a Bible class, and we study from the Word of God. Anyone is invited to attend, whether they have no Bible knowledge, little Bible knowledge, much Bible knowledge. There's God's word is to all mankind. It really is to all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is an open invitation to anyone in the world. So I welcome you in Jesus' name. This evening, we're going to continue in our study in the Gospel according to Luke. We will be continuing with Luke chapter 19. That's where we are in our study. It's Luke chapter 19. It was my goal on last week. Let me start with prayer. Blessed God, our Father, how we thank you for another day. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for the promises of your word. Thank you that you so love the world. We praise you, Lord God, for giving your only begotten son. We thank you and praise you, God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We need you. We need you in every way, in every aspect. We need the Lord. Can't do anything without you. We ask you now to be our teacher, the helper to help us, and our teacher. And I just stand as a vessel. That's all. I ask you to speak through me and use me and use us to your praise and to your glory. Forgive us of any sins and anything that would hinder us from hearing from you. Strengthen us where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Feed us your people, we pray. And we'll be careful to give your name the praise forever through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, today we continue in Luke chapter 19. Last week we started Luke 19, and we went through verse 19:1-9. There's much more that could be said just in those verses. I think you've been in study long enough to know that you can never, ever exhaust God's word. Luke is the longest of the Gospels, and we're going to continue on this evening with Luke chapter 19, verses 11 through 27. Now, that's a long passage, so I already know there will be at least two parts. As far as I know, at least two parts, but we'll see what the Lord has to say about that. Tonight, I would like to assign or ask for readers. And first off, Sister Patricia, are you willing to be a reader for verses 11 through 15? Patricia. Yeah. There was a yes?
That was a yes.
Okay, for verses 11 through 15.
Yes.
Sister Kathy Piper, are you willing to be a reader for verses 16 through 21?
And I have the King James Version. Is that okay?
No, I would like for you to print off a new King James.
Okay.
For classroom purposes.
Okay. I'll have to go to my computer, no problem.
Well, okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's fine. Or tonight, oh, I'm not going to make exception. We read in classroom from New King James. So whatever you have to do, even
okay.
If I have to read for you.
That's okay. I'm going there now. Thank
okay.
You.
And then are the Jordans at class? BJ or Beverly Jordan? Okay. Are the
I'm in class, Thelma.
You're in class. And I would like to ask if your wife would be willing to read.
She's not present.
Okay. Then I'm going to ask you, Brother Jordan, if you would be the reader for 22 to 27.
22 to 27. I sure will.
Okay. And others of you, if you are interested in being a reader, just let me know. Send me an email. Okay. By no means feel compelled to be a reader. But some people have the gift where they can read. Others are weaker. So I want to give everyone a chance who wants to. Now tonight, as I have said, we're going to be studying Luke 19, verses 11 through 27. So let's start. It's a long passage, as you will see. And this is going to be, I'll say, an overview of it, because it is a long passage with a lot on our plate here that the Lord has given. Now, when we look at it, and I hope, as you all, I've encouraged you to read your Bibles daily. For some of you, that's a goal. For some of you, that's hard. But make it your goal to read God's word every day. Just like you do a whole bunch of things you do every day. Make God's word a priority. That counts with God, and it makes a difference in your own life. So today, as we look at this chapter, I like to read chapters in their entirety. So that's how we're going to start out, but I may section it off. So our subject for today is a certain nobleman. A certain nobleman, N-O-B-L-E-M-A-N, one word, a certain nobleman. And that is taken from verse 12, where you see, therefore he said, a certain nobleman. So that's our subject overall for this passage. Okay, so let's start with our reading. And let's start with Sister Patricia, verses 11 through 15 from the New King James Version of the Bible of Luke, chapter 19.
Now, as they heard these things, he spoke another parable, because he was near Jerusalem and because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. Therefore, he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. So he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, do business till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And so it was that when he returned, having received the kingdom, he then commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then Sister Piper, verse 16.
Then came the first, saying, Master, your mina has earned 10 minas. And he said to him, well done, good servant. Because you were faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came saying, Master, your mina has earned 5 minas. Likewise, he said to him, you also be over 5 cities. Then another came saying, Master, here is your mina, which I have kept put away in a handkerchief, for I feared you, because you are an austere man. You collect what you did not deposit and reap what you did not sow.
22 Brother Jordan. Brother Jordan, you're on mute.
Sorry. And he said to him, out of your own mouth, I will judge you, you wicked servant. You knew I was an austere man, collecting what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you put my money in the bank? Why then did you not put my money in the bank? That at my coming, I might have collected it with the interest. And he said to those who stood by, take the mina from him and give it to him who has 10 minas. But they said to him, Master, he has 10 minas. For I say to you that to everyone who has will be given, and from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. But bring here those enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them, mm-hmm. and slay them before me.
Amen. Okay, Amen. Thus is the word of the Lord, and it's mm-hmm. true and faithful, and it stands, and it will come to pass just mm-hmm. like you see. Now let's go back. Thank you, readers, and be ready each week. Each week you will not be reading, but be ready should I call on you. Okay. And if any given week you're not able to be in attendance, that's fine. We just never know, but we plan the best we can. Okay. So let's go back to this passage here and look at it little by little. The first thing that I notice, and you should notice, is there is a change in the type of parable that this is. The common word, if you look throughout the passage, the common word, and I'm going to ask one of you to unmute yourself and see what you think the common word, by that I mean the word that shows up the most, what it's about. What do you see that appears over and over again? Anyone? Don't be shy. And I know you're looking. It appears.
I'd say obedience and disobedience.
Where do you see that? The word that appears in this passage over and over again. There's a certain word.
Mina.
Mina.
Okay, go up to verse 11. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. J.
Kingdom of God.
A, kingdom. Mm. Kingdom. That's the focus of this text is the word kingdom. And you notice the word kingdom in verse 11, where verse 11, they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. And then it goes on in that verse 12, so he called 10 of his servants and did I skip a kingdom? Yeah. A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom. Then you keep going, and you keep going until you get to the next kingdom. And it's in there, verse 15, kingdom. You keep going throughout this text, and you will see kingdom. All right? So that lets you know this passage is about kingdom, which immediately lets you know we're talking about a king, which immediately lets you know we're talking about King Jesus. It's a parable. But we're also talking about all others. All others in the world fit in this passage one way or the other or another. But the theme, per se, of this passage is the kingdom of God. Now, we hear a lot about the kingdom. Very few know little about it. And I'm in that category to some degree as well. But I'm learning. I do have things to share that God has given me. And we are talking about the kingdom of God. Now, if we have time, which we don't have time in this class, I would stop and ask, what do you know about the kingdom of God? And we will find out, and I have not done this research actually, but if you were to ask Christians, what do you know about the kingdom of God? I hesitate, but I believe it's true. Very, very little do we know about the kingdom of God. Some more, no more, a lot more. A lot more than me, perhaps. I say that with humility. And a lot more than others. Some know nothing about the kingdom of God. So we will be focusing on that. But however, we will still be moving through Luke chapter 19. As you can see, this passage dedicates a lot of time and a lot of verses to the kingdom of God, of which we should all know about because Jesus is the Christ. He's our Savior. He is our King. We worship him. He is our King. So starting out at verse 11, let's go through and see how the Lord leads us. Now, there's three great, great titles, roles, offices that Jesus serves in. Serves in. He serves in the office of a prophet. He is the prophet. He serves in the office of priest. He is the high priest. And he's a priest. He serves in the office of king. Prophet, priest, and king is our Lord Jesus. Jesus the Christ, Jesus the prophet, capital T, Jesus the capital T, high priest. And the only way to get to God, you have to come through Jesus Christ as prophet. You have to come through Jesus Christ as priest. You have to come through Jesus Christ as king. You can't skittle around any of them. He is one. And those are his three offices that have been revealed to us in scripture. All right. So now, as we look at verse 11, he's talking to his disciples, his followers. But really, he's talking to everyone because there's still a crowd around. And you will see there's still a crowd around of mixed people. All kind of people are still there. And we can see that he's still journeying. He's still traveling. And the crowd is still around. Now, verse 11 says, now, as they heard these things, he spoke, what? Another parable. So that automatically lets you know, people are listening. They heard all that he had said. And if you go back, he's been talking quite a while. Jesus has been speaking quite a while. Now, we saw him when he passed through Samaria, cleanse those 10 lepers. Yes. And then we saw him when he saw about Zacchaeus come down. But now in chapter 19, verse 11, they heard him. So you would need to go back to see, well, what did he say? It's connecting. But then it goes on forward and it says he spoke another parable. So this is separate. Moving on. Parable number one in this is the parable of the nobleman. And listeners are around. A parable. What's a parable? Well, parable is it's an earthly saying about something spiritual. You know, it's a story, but it's truth contains truth in it. The parables of Jesus. So this is a parable, and the parable, likeness. There's a likeness in between what Jesus is saying and the different types and symbols he will be using. Now, as they heard these things, he spoke another parable because he was near Jerusalem. And we keep in mind, he's headed towards Jerusalem. He's headed towards Calvary. He's headed towards sacrifice. He's headed towards paying the price for sin. And he's also headed for the kingdom. But he has to go through way of suffering, death, burial, resurrection, suffering. But he will rise again, and he is still the king throughout. Now, we have been talking about all along. I don't know if you all remember when Jesus first asked, who do you say that I am? And the answer came back from Peter, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And it was at that point that Jesus hushed him and told him, don't say that. Don't say that. He is the Christ. He is the Son of the living God. But once that is said, it's like the next level of battle kicks up another level. It's not to be revealed yet that he is that. And as a matter of fact, to the world, to the unknown who don't know our Christ, they don't, a prophet, yeah, he's a prophet, but there were many prophets. There was all these different prophets. Day by day, you hear more and more people saying, I'm a prophet. Maybe, may not be. There are prophets. So Jesus now, and priests and kings. Now, as they heard these things, he spoke another parable because he was near Jerusalem. Now, Kathy Piper, sister, she has spent a lot of time, lived there, went to school there, knows the language of Jerusalem and Israel far more than I do. So if she pronounces a word, I trust her that, you know, I didn't know if it was minor or minor. I'm doing the best I can. But either way, God will receive it. But she said minor. So I'm going to correct myself based on that. Okay? Either way, however, it's the word of God. But we're trying to be as precise as we can with God's holy word. Now, as they heard these things, he spoke another parable because things are changing. He's getting near to Jerusalem. What do we know about Jerusalem? Anybody? I'm opening it up now. What do you know about Jerusalem? You don't have to say a lot. One word, two words. What do you know about Jerusalem? You've heard the word many times.
Anyone? It was a religious center.
It was what?
A religious center.
A religious center, yes. Anyone else?
Where the Passover was held?
Yeah. Anyone else?
We're asked to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes, definitely. Yes, for they shall prosper who love it. Anyone else? One more.
Speak up, King David.
Huh?
Speak up, King David.
Speak up.
The seed of King David.
Okay, yes.
The seed of King David.
Okay, good. All of that is good. So let's keep going here. So Jesus is traveling, and he's getting close to Jerusalem, closer. He's near. And when he's near, he started this journey when he left glory, when he became a man. And that's in this parable. When he became a man, he was still God. And because now as they heard these things, he spoke another parable because he was near Jerusalem. And second reason, because they thought, you know, people be thinking now, we all be thinking all the thoughts. They thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. So they are looking for a kingdom. That's what they're expecting. Where is he? Remember when the wise men came and they asked, where is he that is born king of the Jews? And right from then, the devil was out to kill him. Even before. Where is he that is born king of the Jews? Y'all got that? Mm-hmm. King of the Jews. It doesn't omit the Gentile. He doesn't. But his title, King of the Jews, which ultimately, and it is true, he is the King of Kings. Who runs the world? Jesus. He is the King of all the kings. Politics, yes, it's involved. Political, yes. When you start talking about kings and kingdoms, people fight and kill over that. We see it every day. It's on the news. Kings and kingdoms. That's what's being fought over, is kings, kingdom, being a king. And it comes under many titles. Under many titles does he come king. I mean, we're familiar with the title president. Not that that's a king. But it's a ruler, it's a type, prime ministers, all of that is political, okay? So we're in a political text, but it has to do with our King Jesus and also the whole wide world. So verse 11, now as they heard these things, he spoke another parable because he was near Jerusalem and because you got two reasons there. And because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. So that's what the Jews were waiting for, was the king to come so they could be freed from those they were under bondage. They could be free. And they were waiting for the Messiah to come. And their scriptures about Messiah will come. For unto us, a child is born. Unto us, a son is given. That's Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, I believe. Unto us, a child is born. That's the birth, Jesus Christ. He was still God, but he became a man. To pay for our sin. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son, capital S, a son is given. wasn't born there. He's the only begotten Son, the eternal Son of God, is Jesus Christ. It's a mystery. We don't understand. Neither is older than the other. God is God. There's three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They have different roles that they play. God the Father is the head. There must be a head. But it's still equal, still God. It just divides. It just, I'll use that for lack of a better word, into these three offices. And this parable we're looking at, we're going to see them as well as everyone else in the world. So Jesus is speaking about a kingdom which is to come. And they thought it would appear immediately. Well, it didn't appear. And when Jesus, it did appear to those who were called of God, but to others, they're still waiting on the Christ. For the most part, the Jews, for the majority of the race, rejects Jesus as the Christ. They may say he's a good man, he was a prophet, but for the most part, he is despised and rejected of men, especially the Jew. They're still waiting for their Messiah. He's been here. He's here. He's Jesus. But he's hidden, as it were, because you have to come through Savior to see Christ. I mean, you got to come through the three, got to come together. Prophet, priest, and king, Jesus Christ, Lord. Jesus Christ, Lord. You all heard that? We've talked about it. Jesus Christ is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We sing it. I believe it. Do you all hear those words? Every knee shall bow. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Yeah, it will. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So verse 11, they thought the kingdom would immediately appear. Ain't no outward kingdom appeared yet, outwardly. But to us who are born again, we have seen the King in spirit, not in flesh. That's after we get to glory, and we still won't see him in the flesh, because ain't no flesh gonna enter the kingdom. But let's go on to verse 12. Now, because he's the King, they got two things. We got two things going on. He was near Jerusalem, getting closer to Calvary. They thought the kingdom would appear immediately. That's the second thing. The Jews thought the kingdom would come and they would be freed from all their enemies and rebellions, and everything would be okay. The kingdom has come. A certain nobleman, therefore, he said, now this is the hanger. You know how you hang your clothes? You put different things on in the closet on the hangers. So here's the hanger. Now, we got the pole in the closet. Now let's hang up with some clothes. Therefore, he said, a certain nobleman. Now that lets us know we're talking about a certain nobleman. Nobleman, however it's pronounced, nobleman. That's a man of distinction. We'll find out high distinction. He's no anybody's anybody. He's a certain noble. That would be a good word to look up. Just the word noble. And nobleman. Nobleman. Now, this certain nobleman, what did he do? He traveled. He went into a far country to receive for himself what? A kingdom. And to return. So his mission is to do what? Go to a far country. The far country would be the earth, the world. But it's a parable. But it has truth in it. He went, yes, he did. He came all the way from heaven down. He went into a far country, all the way from heaven down, to receive from his father, to receive mission. Why did he come? To receive for himself a kingdom. King. Kingdoms. King. Kingdoms. And that's what rulers are after. That's what politics is all about. Ultimately, being a king, wanting to be a king, trying to be a king, and have a kingdom. Now we need these different divisions in life for order. God set them in order. Melchizedek coming on the scene very early in scripture. You know, and we may study about him, but it's in order of God. God does all things in order. And so this certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom. And to do what? Return. Coming back. Second coming, came first time, coming back, second coming, he will return. Now he's gone away now, and we as believers, we're waiting on the second coming of the Lord. He's been here before, first coming, paid the price for sin, the veil of the temple rent in two, twain, and he has returned to his father, sitting where? At his father's right hand. Okay? I'm going kind of slow because there's a lot to say and comprehend. I'm trying to be led by the Spirit. A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself his kingdom, to receive for himself a kingdom, and to return. Don't miss that. Got two comings right there. I mean, it's all kind of divisions right in those verses. So, what did he do? Now, this is in between. We're in between the first coming of the Lord and the second coming of the Lord. We know that he has came before. He will come again. What's going on now in between? This time that we're in, this time that God has given man to repent, you know, and we're in the time of the church age of where God is gathering Jew and Gentile. And it's important that I say that. There are Jews that love the Lord, know the Lord, serve the Lord, confess him as Savior. He's as much their Savior as he is mine. For God so loved the world, and he came for Jew and Gentile, both. He came to die and pay the price for both. And there are many Jews that believe him. However, there are many more that reject him, okay? But there's still hope. they can still be saved. Verse 11. And that is our prayer. I think Sister Piper mentioned that. Our brother BJ, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for they shall prosper that love him, and many other promises. So let's go on. A certain man, a certain noble man, went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom. And to return. So he called. Patty, would you read? Patricia.
So he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, do business till I come.
Stop. So what did the nobleman do? Well, after he got back, he received the kingdom, and he returned back to glory. The ascension of Christ. So he called 10 of his servants. This man got some servants. He's a king. Got all kinds of servants. So he called 10 of them. Gave them 10 minas. You can look that up if you want, minas. Gave them 10 minas and said to them, do business. That's what he's saying to us. Do business. Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. That should be true of all of us. I must be about my Father's business. There's a counterfeit father who is Satan. He's saying the same thing. I must be about my Father's business, that old ugly devil. But our God reigns. But both are saying, they both want to be the king. I must be about my Father's business. Jesus' business prevails. Now we pray the Lord's Prayer. I encourage you to pray it regularly, since God is working differently in my life. I am to pray that every day, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, as many as can say it can, I know it varies in different Bibles. Our Father, this is a family prayer, kingdom prayer. Everybody can't pray this prayer. Mm-hmm. Our Father. You got to be connected to Father. Then the family. That's the hour. Our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Be thy name. That's whose name is to be hallowed. That's whose name is to be lifted. It's the name of the Lord. Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth. That's what we're praying. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth. Second coming, as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom. Oh, yes, it is. Everybody else is grabbing for a kingdom and to be a king. For thine is the kingdom. And the power and the glory forever. And as if that wasn't long enough, and ever. That's powerful, you all. And it helps you to see life straighter. We ain't got long to stay here and to get our work done. What has he delivered to us? Well, in verse 15, 14, where am I? Okay, 14. Patty, start again for me, please. Patricia.
Verse 14, but his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us.
Okay, so right there, the citizens hated him. That would be the fellow Jews. But God still has a people in the Jewish race. Jew and Gentile come together as the church. In Jesus, there is neither male nor female, Jew nor Gentile, but we are one in Christ. Christ is our head, Jew or Gentile. If you confess Christ as your Savior and Lord, you're part of the church, that true church. Now, that's a big subject in and of itself, the church. But those lines of division, Jew and Gentile, they may stand with race, but spiritually, they have been erased in Jesus because we have been born again with the blood of Jesus flowing through us. So we are the church, capital C. So verse 15, but his citizens hated him. That's a strong word. They hated him and sent a delegation after him. I mean, they were serious about getting rid of Jesus. He ain't think gonna be their king. And they sent, I mean, this took planning, this took plotting, this took time, but they were serious, still serious about hating him and sending a delegation after him. You can see that all in the world. You can say anything, talk about anything, blah, 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 but don't bring up nothing about Jesus being the Christ, the Son of the living God. They hated him. So, but his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, look at what they said. Sad, sad words, but it's their words. It's their confession. We will not have, notice, this man to reign, kingdom work, over us. We don't want him. We reject Jesus. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And God so loved the world. He still does. But you got to love his child, which is Jesus. And all of you out here who have children, you ain't crazy about nobody who doesn't like your child. Same with God. And you not only have to like him, you got to love him. You ain't nobody going to be in heaven who does not love God or Jesus, his son, or the Holy Ghost. Verse 15, 14. We will not, we ain't gonna do it, have this man. And notice man is in italics. I told you those are supplied words. So if you take out this, it reads, we will not have man to reign over us. Because the devil wants to reign. Mm-hmm. And so it was. 7:20. And so it was when he returned. This is time has elapsed. Time has elapsed. And now we're at the judgment. So it was not, it's a lot of judgments, you all. But here's a judgment. And so it was that when he returned. So you know time has elapsed. We're in that time frame now. He has not returned yet. We are praying for people to be saved, eyes open, and to repent. And so it was when he returned, having received the kingdom. He commanded. These servants whom he had given the money. Oh, y'all know that money. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Runs a lot of politics too. And everything else. Money. And so it was that when he returned, having received the kingdom, he then commanded these servants whom he had given money, the money, to be called to him, that he might know, I'm trying to find my place, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. So that tells you what? They're supposed to be working. We're supposed to be working. We're supposed to be doing business for the king. We're supposed to be saving, not saving, but telling people about Jesus. We're supposed to be doing God's business of calling sinners to repentance. Tell them about Jesus. However God leads you to do that. But the main thing, tell them that Jesus died for their sin and their sins are paid for. However God has you to say it. It may even start with a simple, God loves you. It's a seed planted. God will take care of the water and all that. 7:23. Any questions, anyone? We don't have a lot of time. So let me keep going. And I want you all to meditate and think on the scripture during the week. Then came the first. Sister Piper, would you read for me?
Sure.
Next passage. Mm-hmm.
And I need to correct myself. Patricia is correct. It is pronounced Minas. I'm not used to this translation. It's Greek and it is Mina or Minas. She is correct. So I was wrong.
Okay.
Verse 16, then came the first saying, Master, your mina has earned 10 minas. And he said to them, well done, good servant, because you were faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came saying, Master, your mina has earned 5 minas. Likewise, he said to him, you also be over 5 cities.
Stop. Now go ahead.
Then another came saying, Master, here is your mina, which I have kept put away in a handkerchief. For I feared you, because you are an austere man. You collect what you did not deposit and reap what you did not sow.
Okay, so you all can see the vision there. There were 3 sent out, 3 that we're looking at of these servants. 2 of the three. They worked and they served and they brought profit to the king, to the nobleman. They both received a reward. They all were judged. All will be judged. Two of them received the same reward, even though it's different. One of them, it says, of both of them, God says, well done, good and faithful servant. That's what God's looking after. No matter if he's only giving you one gift, do that one gift with all your might. If he's giving you 10, do it with all your might. You'll still reap the same reward because of your faithfulness to what he gave you. So that eliminates comparing yourself with other people. Do what he gave you to do, and you'll reap the reward. And it won't be no less. The rewards are the same. You can see that when you slow down and read it. But then there's this one. He vaulted. He said, verse 20, I feared you. Verse 20, then another came, saying, Master, here's your mina, which I kept put away in a handkerchief, for I feared you. Because you are an austere man. And then he went on talking about what he thought about the king, the nobleman. Now our time is up pretty much. I want you to read the rest of it. Find out this second, the servant here, he was judged terribly, but justly, because God is just. And this one ended up saved in the kingdom, born again. The other one lost in hell forever. Right here in this passage. And it's verse 26. For I say to everyone. Who has will be given. And from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. But bring here those enemies of mine who do not want me to reign over them, hell, and slay them right before me. That's the parable of the nobleman. Father, we thank you for your word, lamp unto our feet, light unto our path. Help us to be obedient and attentive to it. Apply it as you see fit by your spirit. Next week, Lord willing, we're going to move on.
Thank you, Sister Velma.
Verse 28. We're going to move on. That's the parable. God bless you all. Continue to keep me in prayer and all
others.
Thank
you.
I still need your prayer. I'm still going through. Okay? God bless you all.
God bless you, Sister Velma.
Beautiful.
God bless.
God bless.
Thank you.
God bless, Sister Velma.
Love you, Sister Velma.
God bless you all.
Love you too.
Bye.
Love you all. Thank you so much.
Good work.
Yes.
Thank you.
Love you.
God bless you.
God bless
one another.
Yes, we will. Love
you.
We will.
God bless you.
God bless you.
It's all of it.